knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Dean.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Uncle Dean.
We missed
How
you.
How are
you?
I always miss you, but I have to say, I see your posts on the internet, on the social media.
Yes, very popular
on the
now.
Twitter, the Facebook.
Big popular.
The Atari units, I don't know what you guys are.
Atari 2600.
Not sure what you guys are posting on. Yep. But Wendy posted a video of her son, Michael, performing.
Oh, last night.
And usually, you know, I look at the picture, I listen to a couple of minutes, you know, like just you know, like a few seconds. But I listen to the whole thing. He is remarkable.
Thank you so much.
He is one hell of a singer and performer, a guitar player.
Dean's List?
A.
Can't get better than A.
A.
Yeah, I Facebook lived last night because he was playing at the Barrel House in LaGrange, and I just did it, and then I wasn't going to post it, and I thought, what the heck? If people are bored, they can just tune out.
But look at how happy it made our friend Dean Richards.
Right.
It made him happy.
If I please Dean, I've pleased the world.
You've done something big.
I feel like I've grown up, like I've watched him grow
up. Uncle Dean.
As a performer.
Yeah.
You know, just starting off as like a kid, kind of interested. He's very professional.
Thank you.
He's very, very good.
How about that?
I'll tell him you said that.
Dean, here's
and
some...
I would do anything to have his hair, by the way.
Oh, the red hair, yeah.
Well, just any hair.
That's because you're a Bozo fan.
I don't really care. Didn't think of that. Maybe that could be part of it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Dean, I just got some good news from the world of movie remakes. I don't know if you know this already. I just found this out 30 seconds ago. There's a remake of Pet Sematary coming.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Honest to God, that's one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
That is great news.
That's with Jason Clarke and John Lithgow, the new version. I don't know when it'll be out. I just saw it on Entertainment Weekly's website about 30 seconds ago.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, can't wait.
I just recently...
Maybe they could finish something up by Halloween. That would be great.
That would be very good.
That's quick.
Hurry up, fellas.
Getting in the mood for Halloween, I already watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space for like the 80th time. That is one of my favorite movies.
Very nice, very nice.
Why do I like that movie so much?
I am anxiously awaiting the new version of Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's now, can I ask you, because I think the title of it, Dean, you tell me if I'm wrong, is just Halloween, but it's not a remake of the original. It's a continuation
with... many of the originals are back again in the film.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know that Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, and some of the other actors are all back again. And it's always been, I think if I have a favorite horror movie, it's Halloween.
Is it really?
I've always liked the series. I've always liked the villains. You know, I've always just liked everything about that.
John Carpenter, who wrote the original and directed the original, is he involved in this, or is he even still with us? I don't even know if he's still alive.
He's not in the studio.
No, I didn't mean with us. With us, I meant alive.
Let's bring him on right now. He just happened to have John Carpenter right here.
Is he connected to this in any way other than?
I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard a lot of publicity hoopla about it, which is a little bit unusual, but
yeah.
I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah, that first one was so good,
but then
the sequels were pretty bad.
Didn't bother me one bit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got hooked into the franchise, I guess. And the previous incarnations of it never bothered me. They weren't great, but you know what? This is kind of interesting because I wasn't with you last week to talk about the Kevin Hart movie, who I know is your favorite.
What
actor.
A gem.
He is a gift to modern art.
Yes, he is.
Really, yes, to the world of art. But I gave his movie a B, a Dean's List B.
Yeah.
And I took a lot of trash this week because I gave this movie a fairly good review. But you know, I don't go into reviewing a movie like that or Halloween or some other movies like the many shark movies that have come out. I'm not looking at that movie the same way I'm looking at other movies.
Right.
It's just, you know, like mindless entertainment. And I happen to think Kevin Hart's funny and Tiffany Haddish. I like their brand of comedy. So, you know, that I found funny. And, you know, if I'm not completely offended by some movies, They're harmless sure. entertainment.
Were you being criticized by people who hadn't even seen the movie yet?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. Definitely.
No, that's
I
not
saw
fair.
Kevin Hart was a guest on HQ Trivia when I was playing the other night, and he made me laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
He makes a lot of people laugh.
It's silly and it's goofy.
I love how Bill tiptoes around.
Yeah.
I love how Bill goes, yeah, you're an idiot for liking it, but...
No, I keep questioning myself.
That. No, I respect that. You have an opinion on it. That's fine.
I just can't figure out how everybody seems to have bought into him, and every time I see him, I go, I still don't get it. I know him. He must be funny, because that many people can't be that easily fooled.
Just, you know, there's, you know, these I repeat these words from Roy that Roy Leonard once said to me thousands of times. There's a reason why Baskin Robbins makes 31 flavors.
Yeah. Boys. And I get vanilla. What about that?
There's something for everyone.
I heard you on with Steve Cochran earlier talking about how there's another Rambo movie.
Yes.
Stallone's made another Rambo movie.
They just started filming it the other day.
Is this one called Rambo First Blood Clot?
Oh, Bill!
Blood transfusion. put on Instagram a couple of pictures, I guess, because they started filming the other day, and he's in cowboy clothes.
He is?
He's like a Western hat and full cowboy clothes.
It's Rhinestone Rambo.
Riding Rhinestone a cowboy. Rambo.
Well, he wasn't a cowboy in the first few Rambo. There's been four of them, I think, right?
Yeah, he's been, sort of a renegade guerrilla kind of character. Apparently, they say that the plot line of this is that he's retired to his Texas ranch, and now he's fighting the drug cartels.
Oh, all right. I'm in.
Apparently on a
Kevin
horse.
Hart in it?
Apparently on a horse. I hope so. I hope at least for a cameo.
I hope so.
Hey, are you Rambo?
Dean Richards.
Wait a minute. And the answer to your question is apparently John Carpenter is involved in the new Halloween.
Oh, good.
He's one of the writers.
Oh, that's good news. All right. Dean Richards is our guest. He'll tell you what movies are coming out this weekend in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy and
WG. Can I tease?
Yes.
Yeah.
Best movie of the year comes out this week.
Oh,
best
great
movie
tease.
Of the year so far comes out.
This great week. Tease. Let's find out what it is. It's coming up next. Bill and Wendy WGN.
Best movie.
He says he just saw the best movie of the year. Dean, do you want to open with that one, or do you want to save it for last?
So far. Best movie of the year so far.
What do you want to do?
I think it's the one I want to see.
Do you want to open with it or save it till the end? It's up to you.
Well, let me do the other ones first.
All right.
Because there's a couple of other movies. One is So Charming. And so wonderful and warm with
Venom?
Extra significance.
I was just going to say.
It must be
that.
Venom.
I love a movie where the main character has a 3-foot tongue. You know me.
So do I.
You know me. No, but this movie that's called The Old Man and the Gun. Robert Redford has said that this will be his final movie.
Yeah.
And he plays an old-time bank robber. He's, I would say in the movies, he's probably, kind of playing his age.
Yeah.
70s, 80s, something like that. He's a very spry and very clever bank robber. And he cannot stop robbing banks. It's just something habitual in him. Like, he almost does it for the sport of it all. And it's the story about this man, but also the interesting people that he meets along the way. Most significantly, a character that Sissy Spacek plays. And they kind of, get a little, they meet and they get a little flirty and they, kind of have a crush on each other. And she doesn't know this whole time that he's a notorious bank robber that police all over a certain region of the country are looking for. But it's the sweetest relationship, adult romantic relationship that you'll ever see. And when you see these two people acting, you go, here are two masters of this art. It's like a master class of acting, watching Redford and Sissy Spacek together. And it's sweet and it's charming. It's based on a true story. Apparently there really was a guy like this. And I gave it a Dean's List B. I really enjoyed it.
That's Old Man and a Gun, what may be Robert Redford's last movie. Okay, yeah. Good reviews there. What else?
He's saying that it will be. The other big movie for this weekend is Venom, that comes from the Marvel Universe. This is not really like a Marvel superhero. This is not a creation designed to do good, not a creation, you know, just out to get bad guys. This is a creation that sort of accidentally happens. This movie is completely introductory. Very clearly, they plan on doing other movies like this, or very clearly plan on incorporating it into the Spider-Man universe. But this Marvel movie is nothing close to the high quality of Black Panther or Avengers or the really good Marvel movies that are completely exciting, which this one sort of is. But those other movies have another level of storytelling going, of good and bad, and there's always sort of a social message to Marvel movies. There always has been, even in the comic books. This one really is not. It's just this guy who accidentally becomes this creature, and you know, he and the people around him are all dealing with it. It's this is a movie that's all action and effects. I can't really say that I dislike this movie. I can't really say that I love this movie. I would say that it's you know, about average, I guess. Okay,
yeah.
Again, one of these movies, just sort of harmless. I wound up giving it a Dean's List C.
All right, and now...
Tom Hardy, by the way.
Oh, I love Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy stars in it, and Michelle Williams is the love interest.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek and Brokeback Mountain and so many other movies. Not the Destiny's Child.
No. No. She'd be good, too, though.
She'd be very good.
She'd be excellent.
Yes, she would.
All right, and now what may be the best movie of the year? Dean says so far it's the best movie he's seen. What is it, Dean?
It is A Star Is Born.
Ah. I told you I may actually go out to a theater and see it this weekend.
It does not happen often.
Wendy, go to a theater and see this movie on as big a screen as possible.
Oh, I can't wait.
With the best sound as,
3D.
As possible. 3D. Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
If you scratch find and a sniff. Theater that has that.
Yep.
You know, they do have some theaters with what they call 4D.
Yeah,
where the seating moves corresponding to the action in the movie, and it's, you know, they have like a little things that spray you in the face.
Oh,
that's always fun.
I hate it.
I know. I would never do that.
I can't stand those theaters.
Plus, I get motion sickness, so you know.
Yeah, get it. Is it so bad for me to just sit in the seat and watch the movie? Do I have to have you spraying whatever
no
fluid
that
is?
Just have the person next to you blow in your ear or something. Yeah. You can save money.
I get enough spray from the guy next to me who's drinking orange pop. I don't need anything else.
That's so good, huh?
So anyway, see this movie on as big a venue as you possibly can, because it is remarkable in every single way. It's the classic story that this movie has already been made three times. This one will be the fourth version. First one was in 1937. Second one was 1954 with Judy Garland and James Mason. And the most recent, not that recent, Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson in 1976. Story of a famous, super famous, famous singer who is, in this case, in this movie, is a drug and alcohol user. And his career is spiraling downward because of his substance abuse. He meets a young singer who he's captivated by, Lady Gaga, in her big screen debut. And, you know, the two hit it off. The two have chemistry. His career is on the downward spiral. Her career is on the upward spiral. And it's the story of these two careers. But more importantly, Bradley Cooper, who is the male lead in this movie and is amazing in it, who also sings in the movie as a rock star and is amazing as a singer, also directs this movie. And for his first time directing a movie, he hits all the right notes in this movie. He makes it multi-leveled. So the story is about unconditional love. It's about dependence, drug dependence, and dependence on things in life which are not good for you, chemical or otherwise. This is a multi-layered story that's beautifully put together, amazingly performed. There are Oscar nominations galore that are going to come out of this movie. The music is great. Lady Gaga can really act. Lady Gaga, when she is singing, the few moments, the few songs where she really belts it out are goosebump-inducing. This movie is great in every single way that there can possibly be. It's basically the same story. Few things have been changed around. If you've seen previous versions of the story, they've updated it. They've made it... you know, contemporary kind of story. But it is so great, so great. I hardly ever give Dean's List A pluses.
Yeah.
But this one more than deserves it.
Wow.
For every single, for the entertainment value, for the drama, for the acting, the directing, for the messages that this movie will have. Wendy, when you go to see this, bring some Kleenex with you as well. There are a few little tear-inducing scenes in here as well. Great, fantastic movie. A Star Is Born, Dean's List, A+.
A+ from Dean. How about that? A Star Is Born. Dean, always fun to talk to you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Was that Venom that I wanted to give the A+?
Yeah, Venom got an A+.
Maybe did I get those mixed up?
And Kevin Hart may be listening because he's in town to run the Chicago Marathon this weekend.
I stand by my B rating for his movie, Dean's List B, on that. I think it's funny. I mean, if you like Kevin's humor and Tiffany's humor.
She's funny.
I think, and this the ensemble in that movie is just as good. There's a whole ensemble of other people who go to the night school also trying to get their GEDs. They're very funny in this movie as well. So, Kevin, if you're listening, Bill doesn't hate you as much as he did last week.
Right. Slightly less.
Right.
At least not on the air, he doesn't.
Thank you so much.
As far as I know.
It's Dean Richards, thanks, everybody. Dean. That's who that is. We'll find out what's coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch in just a little bit.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.